Things are growing, and Blake's Incorporated, your True Value Hardware Center, reminds you it's time to get your yard in shape. We're talking sunshine, spring planting, and green lawns. Get prepared with a trip to Blake's for all your fertilizer, seeds, and gardening supplies. You'll also find all the drip irrigation products you need at Blake's. They're ready right now to answer your questions and show you the variety of drip irrigation systems, water-saving sprinklers, and the newest in water-saving technology. Plus, they have all the little parts you need to set up a drip irrigation system that will keep your yard green all through summer. And don't forget yard cleanup. Blake's True Value has rakes, shovels, hoes, trowels, weed eaters, and pruning tools. Everything you'll need to keep your yard in shape. Blake's Incorporated, your True Value Hardware Center. 1701 Riverside, Paso Robles, open every day.
I'm Taylor Vashadi with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. The Lions are trading running back David Montgomery to the Texans, according to NFL Network insiders. Detroit will receive offensive lineman Juice Scruggs, a fourth-round pick, and a seventh-round pick from Houston. Montgomery spent three seasons in Detroit. NFL Network insider Ian Rappaport reporting several stories, starting with the Texans making another trade, sending offensive tackle Titus Howard to the Browns for a fifth-round pick. Cleveland also agreed to a three-year, $63 million extension with Howard. Meanwhile, 35-year-old pass rusher Khalil Mack is planning to play in 2026. Mack will explore his options in free agency after spending the last four seasons with the Chargers. And the Commanders are releasing cornerback Marshon Lattimore and have notified him of his release. Lattimore played in nine games last season before tearing his ACL. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
One in four Americans have a disability. I'm one of them. I'm also a working mom who cares deeply about making sure every child with a disability thrives by getting their access needs met. We've got a trusted ally by our side. Easter Seals provides children and families the foundation for lifelong success through early learning programs, skills training, and prep for college and career. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours. Join us at EasterSeals.com.
I'm Boomer Esiason. My mom died from cancer. She was only 37 years old. She didn't have life insurance, and that was devastating for my family. That's why having life insurance is so important to me. Ethos makes it fast and easy. Get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. You can get up to $3 million in coverage with no medical exam.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/play. That's ethos.com/play. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions.
When it comes to selling your home in the North County, one agent can only do so much.
That's why we show up as a team.
I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Karen Peek.
And we're the Peek team.
And equal partners in every sale.
Pricing, marketing, negotiations.
We both do it all.
Two professionals reviewing every detail.
Two voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work.
So nothing gets missed.
One mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peek team.
At Peek Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peek team at Peek Realty. Just Google Peek Realty. That's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peek team at Peek Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
DRE number 0219-9910.
Locally owned and operated for 55 years with the best prices and the best selection, DJ Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles. From Levi's to Carhartt, all your camping supplies, including sleeping bags, backpacks, and much more, boots for every lifestyle, and whether it's ranch, contractor, or casual, they've got you covered head to toe. DJ Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles, gift certificates are available and special orders are welcome. Celebrating 55 years, DJ Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Tuesday,
March 3rd, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Lockdown initiated from Monterey Elementary School in Atascadero. Daytime traffic control on Highway 41 west of Atascadero this week. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then mostly sunny. Highs in the low 70s. It's 50 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobot in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. The Atascadero Police Department released information of a school lockdown that took place on March 2nd at approximately 8:15 a.m. Officers responded to reports of an individual near Monterey Elementary School, 3355 Monterey Road, who may have been in possession of a firearm. Officers conducted a safety check of the campus, searched the area, and confirmed there was no unauthorized individuals on school grounds. About 2 hours later, the lockdown was lifted, and police confirmed that no suspect was located and no firearm was found. They remained in the area as a precautionary measure for a few hours. Caltrans District 5 announced there'll be daytime traffic control on Thursday, March 5th on Highway 41. One-way reversing traffic control will be in effect, will affect the 41 west of Atascadero between Cerro Alto Campground and Toro Creek Road, 9 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Crews will be on site to process a large tree that was knocked down during recent storms and is sitting adjacent to the shoulder area. Caltrans says directional signs and messages will alert travelers in advance of the project area. Paso Robles High School students receive world-class jazz training. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRO News Time is 8:11. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn in Templeton. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KBRL News continues at 8:12. Paso Robles High School students have been granted an exceptional opportunity of receiving world-class jazz training for some of its music students. Directed by Los Angeles-based jazz direct educator Michael Raganese, the Libretto Conservatory program has made its way to Paso Robles with the inaugural cohort in Paso Robles consisting of five PRHS students. The program is funded by Libretto membership and community donors, ensuring students can participate and receive intensive sessions at no cost. The five students from PRHS this year are Emery Tial, Max Tui Bergvall, Aiden Moreno, Christian Cerna, and PRHS Class of 2025 graduate Kyle Dart. Students have worked with nationally recognized jazz artists through the program, which PRHS band director Umberto Serra says has a profound impact on their skills. Paso Robles High School Future Farmers of America Boosters fundraiser dinner and auction is scheduled for Saturday, March 14th from 5 to 10 p.m. at the Paso Robles Event Center.
This is an organization that focuses on teaching students about agriculture by having hands-on experiences and by gaining skills such as public speaking, animal caretaking, floral design, welding, and plant production. And it's also really awesome because when you're enrolled in an ag class, you're also in FFA, so you have the chance to show an animal. And that's something I have done, and it's taught me so many skills: how to keep a budget, time management, how to properly care for another animal, and how to really like be dedicated to something that's bigger than just school or sports.
That's Emily Santoro, FFA chapter president at Paso Robles High School, talking about the high school's FFA program. PRHS FFA Boosters is a nonprofit organization that provides financial support for the programs and leadership conferences at Paso Robles FFA. This fundraiser dinner will feature prime rib, appetizers, beer, wine, a silent auction, dessert auction, with FFA students as the waiting staff. Tickets must be purchased in advance of the event. The Paso Robles City Council will consider the final approval for a proposed 24 residential unit affordable housing project on Creston Road.
Located on a 4.32-acre parcel at 420 Creston Road, the plan proposes to construct 12 duplex buildings for a total of 24 residential units, designed primarily for low-income housing. Staff is recommending City Council approve this development in the public hearing scheduled for tonight's City Council meeting. You can attend in person or listen right here on KPRL. The San Luis Obispo Police Department is investigating an alleged hate crime and assault that took place on February 28th near Cal Poly, San Luis Obispo. Police received reports that a large white truck drove near the Alpha Epsilon Pi House, 280 California Boulevard, at about 9:50 p.m. The occupants, according to police, yelled anti-Semitic slurs at the residents before parking and entering the property through the unlocked gate. The suspects entered a verbal altercation with one of the residents, and they were described to be 4 to 5 white males, about 20 to 25 years old. They were all wearing trucker hats, blue jeans, and cowboy-style boots. One of the suspects punched a resident in the head, and they all fled the scene. In sports, for the NBA yesterday, the Clippers beat the Warriors 114-101, the Nuggets over the Jazz 128-125, the Celtics beat the Bucks 108-81, the Rockets over the Wizards 123-118. Tonight, the Kings will face the Suns, the Lakers will go against the Pelicans, the Spurs will face the 76ers, the Wizards will face the Magic. In California news, the Supreme Court has approved an emergency appeal that challenges California's law regarding notifying parents if their children's identity identify as transgender. Thomas More Society says these California laws cause schools to mislead them and secretly facilitate children's social transition despite objections. A law requiring voters to show a government-issued ID whenever they vote in an election in California may come to the November ballot. The proposed state constitutional amendment is backed by Assemblyman Carl DeMaio and is said to have gathered more than 1.3 million signatures. The California Department of Justice announced yesterday they are investigating the San Luis Obispo police officer involved in the shooting under AB 1506. The incident resulted in the death of one individual. Upon completing the investigation, it'll be turned over to the DOJ's Special Prosecution Section within the Criminal Law Division for independent review. Local news was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:17.
This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. Agronomists are essential advisors for farmers trying to get the best possible return on investment from every crop. Eric Dinger, CEO of Land Option, sees a new type of expert also on the horizon. He thinks program specialists or programmists will become just as critical as agronomists by helping farmers make decisions on matching their land to conservation programs.
My dad studied agronomy in college, and at one point farmers didn't have agronomists. And then hybrids and varietals and fertility questions, and it just became really complicated to keep up with all the stuff changing on the input side of the business. And so the concept of farmers having agronomists in their lives was new and a bit of a change at one point. We think the time has come where farmers will also have a programmist, somebody who, in addition to their agronomist, is helping make decisions about how to play the program side of the landowner or farm business, because these programs are becoming less of a nice to have. With corn being $3.70 a bushel, these give farmers the ability to pay down their note.
Again, that's Eric Dinger, CEO of Land Option.
It's been popping up in orchards and vineyards all over. Any origin theories, callers?
Oh, hey, yeah, it's Sevia fungicide from BASF, a category leader in disease control.
How do you explain these healthy crops?
Well, longer-lasting residual. Plus, it's built for current regulatory standards and prepared for what's to come, which improves crop marketing flexibility, so.
A fungicide that is out of this world? I knew it. Sevia fungicide from BASF. Or is it? Always read and follow link directions.
Ranchers, when you're buying bulls, you want the ones that'll work where you do. The Oxbow invites you to their annual bull sale Wednesday, March 4th, 1 o'clock at the ranch in Wolf Creek, Montana. This year, selling 75 yearling bulls and 25 rugged two-year-olds raised in rough, steep country. Now, these bulls are zero creep, never pampered on irrigated pastures, just functional cattle built to last. Lunch served at noon. For more information and a catalog, visit oxbowranchangus.com. And you can view bulls online and bid online at superiorlivestock.com.
This has been your Farm of the Future report, brought to you by the Ag Information Network. Visit aginfo.net.
Elite Roadshow Buyers is returning to Pass Robles at the History Museum located downtown for 3 days only. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, March 9th, 10th, and 11th. And Tomorrow Bay at the Veterans Memorial Hall for 2 days only. Thursday and Friday, March 12th and 13th. Call 760-783-5483 to book your appointment. Phones are answered 7 days a week. Meet the team of buyers, including three seen on TV's Antiques Roadshow, all with decades of elite experience to offer you the best price for your heirlooms. They're buying a wide range of fine items like gold and silver jewelry, watches, coins, sterling silver, oil paintings, even antique firearms, historical items, advertising, memorabilia, and more. Visit the website EliteRoadshowBuyers.com for more details. Don't miss this free event to receive purchase offers with immediate payment. Call 760-783-5483 today. That's 760-78-ELITE.
KPRL News continues at 8:20. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Pass Robles Airport. A U.S. Department of Agriculture program that pays farmers to protect tricolored blackbirds nesting on their land could be significantly impacted due to the omission of the program's primary payment scenario in a recent draft released by the Natural Resources Conservation Service. Tricolored blackbirds, which gained protection as threatened under the California Endangered Species Act in 2018, often nest in winter silage fields planted by dairy farmers. By agreeing to delay harvest where the birds nest, California farmers have helped save a species that once faced potential extinction. The Tricolored Blackbird Regional Conservation Partnership Program typically pays farmers $700 to $1,100 per acre to delay harvest of their silage crops. The omission of silage delay as a payment scenario for the 2026 season would significantly hinder the ability to effectively protect tricolored blackbird colonies, said Richard Filgas, Assistant Director of Policy Advocacy for the California Farm Bureau. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Pass Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Tuesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by Lindsay Jane, coming soon at K. John's Jewelry Company in Atascadero. One designer, one vision, Lindsay Jane. Cloudy skies this morning, then partly cloudy for the afternoon. Highs in the low 70s, northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. A few passing clouds tonight with low 40s, north winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mostly sunny skies tomorrow, then afternoon, mostly cloudy skies tomorrow morning, then afternoon sunshine. Highs in the upper 60s, north-northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny on Thursday and Friday into the weekend, mostly sunny Monday and Tuesday next week. Upper 60s Thursday, low 70s Friday, mid-70s Saturday, upper 70s on Sunday, mid-70s Monday, 73 a week from today. Currently, it is 50 degrees and cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon to K. John's Jewelry Company, luxury jewelry designs from the heart by Lindsay Jane. KPRL News time is 8:23.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The Dow Jones Industrials dropped more than 1,000 points in early trading. There's concern about the impact of the conflict in the Middle East and the impact of higher oil prices. Both the Dow and S&P have wiped out gains for the year. Interest rates on treasuries are higher. The yield on the 10-year bond over 4%. Bitcoin's price down to $66,000. Futures for Brent crude, the global oil benchmark, briefly topped $85 a barrel today for the first time in nearly 2 years. There's concern that oil tankers could lose access to a crucial shipping lane, the Strait of Hormuz. Some stocks are gaining. Target shares are up 4% after its recent quarter held up better than expected, and it's predicting sales will improve this year. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Hoselda. Invested in you.
When I started skiing, I didn't think about setting any records. When I won my first race, I didn't think about how many more I might win. So when I made it to the top of the world, it never crossed my mind to stop. Being the best isn't the same as being your best. There are no shortcuts to the top, so find the people who help get you there. I'm Michaela Schifrin, and that's what Team Stiefel means to me. If you're an advisor or an investor, choose Stiefel, where success meets success.
Stiefel Nicholas & Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult a financial advisor before making any investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stiefel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stiefel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stiefel, 238-3080.
Some people leave the town that raised them, and some stay long enough to change it. In a place where everybody knows your name, one local woman learned patience, grit, and beauty. She polished her craft in quiet corners, collected 12 national design awards, and came home carrying more than just success. She isn't launching jewelry. She is revealing something deeper. Pieces shaped by memory, by resilience, by everything the people around her helped her become. It's simple, but not ordinary. But when it arrives, you'll know it was always meant to be here. Coming soon, Lindsay Jane at K. John's Jewelry Company.
Whether you are filing taxes as an individual or business, we recommend Nick Medeiros on Morro Road in Atascadero. Nick, what is the best way to set up an appointment?
The absolute easiest way is to give us a call at the office. It's 805-466-7249, and you're going to get one of three of our amazing staff to answer the phone and just lay out, you know, who you are, what you've got going on, and you need to make an appointment, and they'll find a slot that fits your schedule, and we'll be able to take care of you.
How many CPAs in your office?
There's three of us, and it's been that way for at least 4 years now. There's myself, there's Oscar Espinoza, and Esten Said, and we've got all history together. I mean, pushing back almost 20 years together of when we were young. But we're here and available to take care of folks and answer as many questions as possible.
Thank you, Nick. Call 805-466-7249 to make your appointment with Nick, Oscar, or Esten.
Red Scooter Deli, they've been serving fresh food for you for over 16 years here in the North County. They're located 711 6th Street, that's right next to the pet department. And use promo code KPRL for a $5 discount. You can order online or in person. Here's the online, redscooterdeli.com, or you can call 805-237-1780. And remember, they're open daily 6:30 to 4.
Is returning to Paso Robles at the History Museum located downtown for 3 days only. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, March 9th, 10th, and 11th. And Tomorrow Bay at the Veterans Memorial Hall for 2 days only. Thursday and Friday, March 12th and 13th. Call 760-783-5483 to book your appointment. Phones are answered 7 days a week. Meet the team of buyers, including three seen on TV's Antiques Roadshow, all with decades of elite experience to offer you the best price for your heirlooms. They're buying a wide range of fine items like gold and silver jewelry, watches, coins, sterling silver, oil paintings, even antique firearms, historical items, advertising memorabilia, and more. Visit the website EliteRoadshowBuyers.com for more details. Don't miss this free event to receive purchase offers with immediate payment. Call 760-783-5483 today. That's 760-78-ELITE.
Story Termite and Pest Control, 805-460-0650.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. By those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
Got rats? Story Termite and Pest Control has over 33 years of experience providing thorough and professional expertise for all your pest control problems, and for 5 years in a row, Story Termite has been voted the best termite and pest control company in the North County. And their service area includes San Luis Obispo to Santa Maria.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. All those dirty little rats in my room.
805-460-0650.
Fish in my dish, fly in my eye, goat in my boat, snakes in my case.
Mid-State Precious Metals is open Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Atascadero, across from the movie theater. If you're looking for an appraisal or quote on your gold or silver, go see Ron at Mid-State Precious Metals for a free quote. With gold and silver at an all-time high, this is the time. They are one of the highest paying bullion dealers on the West Coast, and they can walk you through the steps to buy and sell with no commitment. Check them out at MidStatePreciousMetals.com or stop by anytime in Atascadero, Tuesday through Friday.
Chronicles of the West on KPRL is brought to you by Mid-State Precious Metals near the movie theater in Atascadero, one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast. MidStatePreciousMetals.com, open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 3.
This is Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. Pony Express riders rode fast, enduring storms, fires, and Indians. But the most amazing of them all was a young rider by the name of Bob Haslam, better known as Pony Bob. When the Pony Express was formed, they advertised for young, skinny, wiry fellows, not over 18. Must be expert riders willing to risk death daily. Orphans preferred. Because of the amazing men who answered that ad, only one mail pouch was lost during the experience of the Pony Express. The most amazing of the riders was Bob Haslam, who was known as Pony Bob. On March 4, 1861, Abraham Lincoln was inaugurated as the President of the United States. It was important that the people of California get Lincoln's inaugural speech as soon as possible. Pony Bob was responsible for a 120-mile stretch in Nevada. He covered the 120 miles on 12 horses in about 8 hours. To give you an idea of how fast he traveled, a racehorse runs the short distance on a racetrack at a little over 25 miles per hour. Counting the time taken for changing horses and any other delays, Pony Bob traveled the 120 miles at approximately 20 miles per hour. But Pony Bob had to contend with conditions no jockey has ever had to contend. Right after he left Cold Springs, Nevada, he was surrounded by Indians riding stolen Pony Express horses. Pony Bob shot three of the Indians. Then he took an arrow in the left arm. He caught another arrow in his mouth that broke his jaw and knocked out five teeth. Outrunning the Indians, at the next relay station, he stuffed a rag in his mouth and successfully delivered his valuable document to the next rider. You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
March is heating up at Tatchy with a Mad Money Drop. Every Thursday in March from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., we're dropping serious cash. Three winners every hour can win up to $9,000. And at 8 p.m., one winner scores $5,000 plus a Best Buy gift card. Brackets are fun, but $9,000 in cash is better. It's Mad Money Drop, only at the Tatchy Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore.
Relax, reconnect, and indulge close to home with Spa Allegretto's Locals Staycation at Allegretto Vineyard Resort. Enjoy a cozy escape designed just for locals, featuring a split bottle of Allegretto wine, a two-for-one wine tasting, and 20% off spa treatments, plus a complimentary room upgrade based on availability. From soothing massages to restorative spa experiences, it's the perfect way to slow down, savor great wine, and enjoy time together. Spa Allegretto, relaxation beautifully shared.
Out with the old, in with the new. Are your sprinklers and drip old, tired, worn out, and needing to retire? Call Sean with Premier Irrigation. With 20 years of experience, we bring a new face to efficiency without clowning around. So remember to call Premier Irrigation for all your irrigation and drainage needs. 805-400-8822. That's Premier Irrigation. 805-400-8822.
touch of Paso. Come on down for some home-cooked goodness, the best around. Breakfast and lunch in a little brick house. Leaving well-fed, that's what we're about. Touch of Paso in Paso Robles. Whether you're passing through or you're a local, down on Pine Street, the place to go. My grandma's cooking, Touch of Paso. Come see what's cooking at Touch of Paso.
As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We move from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services, serving the North and South Counties. Call 805-460-0650. The Atascadero Police Department released information of a school lockdown that took place yesterday at about 8:15 a.m. Police responded to reports of an individual near Monterey Elementary School who may have been in possession of a firearm. Officers conducted a safety check of the campus and searched the area before confirming there were no unauthorized individuals on school grounds, no suspects were found, and no firearm was discovered. Paso Robles City Council will consider the final approval for a proposed 24 residential unit affordable housing project on Creston Road. The plan proposes to construct 12 duplex buildings at 420 Creston Road, designed primarily for low-income housing. You can attend the discussion tonight in the City Council meeting in person or listen right here on KPRL. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then mostly sunny, highs in the low 70s. It's 50 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services. No matter how big the problem, you'll appreciate the professional and affordable pest control service. Call 805-460-0650.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. Both sides firing rockets and missiles. This one from Israel into Iran was a direct hit.
I'm told by a senior Israeli official that the Israelis just struck the Supreme Council gathering where the Iranians were meeting to choose a new supreme leader. This is a significant development and, again, speaks to the Israeli intelligence about this war.
Fox's Trey Inks in Tel Aviv. The U.S. and Israel could receive some help.
There are increasing indications that some of the Gulf states' air forces may enter in carrying out airstrikes against Iran. I'm told that, quote, the next 24 hours is going to be intense.
Fox's Jennifer Griffin. DHS Secretary Kristi Noem under fire at a Senate hearing, and not just from Democrats.
Used to be a safety yourself.
It's a protester. America is listening to Fox News.
This is Billy Gallant with your locally owned and operated H&R Block offices. When tax laws change, confidence matters. With the Big Beautiful Bill bringing new deductions, credits, and rules, your locally owned and operated H&R Block is here to help you make sense of it all. Our trusted tax pros stay up to date on the latest changes so you don't have to. H&R Block helps you get every dollar you deserve, fast, accurate, and stress-free. This tax season, trust H&R Block to help you navigate the Big Beautiful Bill with confidence. Call your local H&R Block office today to make an appointment and get your taxes done right.
Mid-State Precious Metals is open Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Atascadero, across from the movie theater. If you're looking for an appraisal or quote on your gold or silver, go see Ron at Mid-State Precious Metals for a free quote. With gold and silver at an all-time high, this is the time. They are one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast, and they can walk you through the steps to buy and sell with no commitment. Check them out at MidStatePreciousMetals.com or stop by anytime in Atascadero, Tuesday through Friday.
H.M. Holloway, family-owned and operated for over 85 years, the leading producer of gypsum and other soil amendments in Central California. The Holloway Red Ribbon Service puts farmers, family, soil, and community first. So put the Red Ribbon Service from H.M. Holloway to work for you. It's a trusted name with farmers for over 85 years. Visit their website, hmholloway.com, or call the Paso Robles office, 805-369-2000.
Time for Mattress Talk with Rich London.
I've got them with springs underneath, with latex on it, memory foam, you name it, I've got them in here. I've got them all on special prices, and of course I still have some of my closeout models too, but I've even got adjustable bases, Jerry. So whatever model bed you like, we can make it where you get your legs up so you don't get the swelling in your legs. We can get your back up, take the pressure off your back, and just give you comfort at the same time.
In Paso Robles, the mattress specialist is at 13th and Riverside.
38 years ago, we opened Stove and Spa Center, and we are old and tired. We finally decided it's time to enjoy retirement. So we're having a huge store-wide sale. That's right, folks. If you've been thinking of getting a stove, insert, or fireplace, now is the time to get one. We have lots of inventories, and it all needs to go quickly. We have wood, gas, pellet units, and they are priced to sell. We have burn models up to 40% off. We also have fireplace screens, grates, steamers, gloves, and other hearth accessories all on sale to move. Don't miss the great opportunity to get items at a great price while supplies last. Stove and Spa Center is closing our doors, so don't miss this incredible store-wide deals. All sales are final and must take possession of product within 10 days of purchase. Come see all the items available to put into your home. Stove and Spa Center, 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero, between Curbaril and Morrill Roads, open Tuesday through Saturday.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, the replacement window masters. All right, we'll end up having a pretty sunny day. Highs in the low 70s, couple of clouds tonight, overnight lows in the low to mid 40s. And then afternoon sunshine on your Wednesday, highs in the upper 60s. As we head out to Thursday, not too shabby, sunny, upper 60s, 70 on Friday. Mid 70s Saturday, upper 70s Sunday, Monday mid 70s, and mid-70s for the most part. The week from today, sunshine, no rain in the forecast. Today's UV index will be 6. Up and down, 6:31 a.m. and bingo, 6 p.m. How much did we jump? Well, we are still at 50 degrees, which we have been for majority of the morning. All right. Anyway, weather was brought to you by Paso Robles Glass. And do remember, sliding or swinging doors with features like those doggy doors built right in. Okay, coming up this afternoon, 12:30 until 2. Mr. Barry, protecting what matters. He's got a couple of folks. A lot of information today. This Katie Grimes, the editor-in-chief of the California Globe, and the proposal by the Democrats for the single-payer health care, and also the gaffes of Gavin Newsom, which continued to go on. And then in the 1 o'clock hour, Greg Haskins, again, a lot talk about. He's the executive director of CoLab, the county budget, and how our wonderful board of supervisors broke the $1 billion barrier, the Paso Robles Groundwater Authority, and then also slow cog sale tax measure. There you go. That's all this afternoon here on The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL 99.3 FM. All right, time for Freedom of Speech, which is brought to you by Reds On Time Plumbing. They'll be there. Call them. 805-466-6188. We're on the backstretch headed for home, 238-5775, which by now you know you can text that, 238-KPRL.
Broken-hearted melody, once you were
Well, let's see here, since we've been just having a little fun with it today, and songs. A song I could listen to every day is Jump by Van Halen. As for the best baseball song, I really like Center Field by John Fogerty. Okay. You know, I mean, some songs from your era. The song's okay. I wouldn't care, but again, it's different eras and so forth. Now, interesting about the Center Field by John Fogerty. Again, this is just personal because I had an experience with, well, not a personal experience, but an experience song. I can't stand the song. And the reason is, I don't know how many years ago, but John Fogerty was invited to the ceremonies in Cooperstown for the Baseball Hall of Fame. And I forget who was being inducted, but, you know, ESPN has that thing on in August, and it's a Sunday morning in August. So they had Fogerty there, and, you know, prior to the Hall of Famers, they had some people giving speeches, you know, like some of the sports writers or announcers. And I think Miller, the guy who does the games for the Giants, was one of them who was inducted that day. And his speech was pretty long-winded. I mean, you're a damn announcer. But Fogerty was there to perform the song. But the intro for the song took longer than the song it did. He was just a little bit too much. And with that, it just ruined the song for me. Because when it came out, you know, it was kind of fun and stuff like that. And it's funny how sometimes something like that may change your perception of it. You know, like it would. Chris, have you ever come across somebody you know, we'll say moderately famous, and they do or say something, or even if you didn't come across them directly, you found out that they were kind of a jerk? Does it change the perception?
It depends on why I watch what I watch from them, or, you know, consume their art. I try to separate art from artist more often than not, but if it's just like moderately being a jerk, it'll be whatever. But if it's something egregious, then it'll probably get on my nerves. But I've never actually met anyone even moderately famous, I don't think.
Okay, so this and it's not really an argument, but this discussion comes up from time to time with people of, well, I'll never go see his movie again. I'll never buy her records because they did something.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, I pretty much don't believe most people would say that. There are the hardcore people. And one of the things I cite as an example is the Colin Kaepernick thing from a few years ago. Well, more than a few years ago now, is people are, the NFL's not losing people. And he's long gone. And I'm guessing the people that maybe even for a short time, they probably, maybe not as much as they used to, but I think also when you get to that stage, you probably don't watch as much sports as you used to anyway. So I think Robert De Niro might be a good example. Now, he's long past his prime, and he's been in a lot of good movies. And because of some of the idiotic things he said in the last couple of years, people say, I'll never watch one of his movies again. Well, are you talking about his new movies, which he's not making? Or you mean to tell me you're never going to watch The Godfather again or Meet the Parents? Those are good movies. And he's very good in them, too. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Kevin. And hi, Chris. First of all, before I forget, it was so good to see you and Linda, your wife, at the party for Norma Moy on Saturday. And I know you weren't 100%, but you still, you know, came. And I thought that was pretty special of you. But anyway, thank you for the compliment of the program moved along well, and everybody did such a great job. And I was so proud to be on that committee, and everybody was just so wonderful, and it just came together very, very nicely. And we're all going to miss Norma a lot, and I know she was pretty close to you. So anyway, I'm calling also about Johnny Mathis got me through my my kids and my starter with my starter husband in Cleveland. Got me through that, and I came to California, and just a few years ago, my wonderful husband and I went to see Johnny Mathis at Chumash. And so I got to hold hands with the love of my life and Johnny Mathis, who got me through a whole lot of stuff. And another thing, too, is that, you know, there was a phone company. The phone company was there on 15th near Park. And they closed down about the time I moved here in 1980 and went to San Luis Obispo. And I worked at the office in San Luis Obispo. And that was long distance. And before that, I worked in Simi Valley with 411 information. And so it was pretty interesting. Pretty interesting. You can go to the Pioneer Museum and see the old switchboard. Yeah. So what we used to say in 411, just so everybody knows, you youngsters, that we would say what city. They would give us the name of the city if they could, and then they would give us the name, and we would give the phone number. So, a pretty interesting long distance in San Luis. So I used to get a lot of calls, collect person-to-person calls, which were very expensive at that time, from, I can't remember that. He was very famous, and his daughter would go to, it was at Cal Poly, and she would call her dad, Tony Bennett, person-to-person collect, and he'd always say, oh, yes, Joanna. Hi, Joanna. But, I mean, it was the most expensive call, and probably about $5 a minute. And so that was pretty cool.
When did the San Miguel phone company disband? Do you know?
San Miguel? I don't know if there was a San Miguel. I know there was Paso.
Yeah, for some reason, I'm remembering a San Miguel one.
Oh, you're talking about, what was it, General? No, what was the name of the phone company? You know, I don't know, but I know when we live on the border, and everybody would think that we lived in San Miguel because we had a San Miguel phone number.
Mm-hmm.
So they would call 411, they'd call information, ask for us, give them our name, and Paso Robles, and they couldn't find it because we had a San Miguel phone number. So that was a little general, wasn't it? General Electric.
I just don't remember. I thought that there was one up there at some time.
I don't know if there was an office. I just know that there was an office in Paso, and they closed that, and then the gals or the operators and everybody went to, mostly women at that time, went to San Luis Obispo. We used to drive over the hill to go to work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pretty fun.
All right. Okay. Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Make it a great Tuesday.
Okay, appreciate it. Bye. Let's see here. In regards to somebody being able to find your phone number and address online, I was able to do this in less than 5 minutes. You were talking about this on the Morning Exchange this morning. Okay. Jane Fonda. I guess that has to do with one of the people that there's no explanation here. It just says Jane Fonda. Yes, let's see here. Stevie Nicks loved her forever, and then she said, If I'd love the railroad, she said Fleetwood Mac would never have happened if I didn't have an abortion. How many women did she help think abortion was okay? Won't listen to her at all anymore. Okay, well, it's your choice. Hi, good morning.
Yeah, morning. You know, the version of Take Me Out to the Ball Game by Dr. John is just a great version. And you talk about baseball songs. It just made me think of that version. It's a great one. But, you know, the thing about, you know, having actors and entertainers and athletes and things like that, you know, talk about political things, you're absolutely right. It's really a turnoff, kind of almost no matter where you hear it from. And I you know, we don't watch many of those award shows anymore because there's such a, you know, such a left-wing, you know, sounding board, you know, that, but, you know, we'll turn on every once in a while in hopes that we'll be able to enjoy it kind of like, you know, when you used to just enjoy entertainment. And I do remember recently there was one, and somebody asked, I think it was Jelly Roll, you know, about whether or not, you know, something that led to a political answer. And he, you know, he basically just said, hey, you know what, I'm just a singer, you know. I don't, my opinion doesn't mean squat, you know. And that really is what all these people should be saying, but not too many do.
Okay, but, you know, again, in the Robert De Niro example, you're still going to watch The Godfather, though, aren't you?
Yeah, you know, yes, I will. You know, I think in part because it seems so long ago, and he seems so young in that you almost don't even, you almost separate him from the stuff that he spews out now, you know, from what his acting was. And I mean, the fact is that none of what these people say truly should reflect at all on their true art, their true ability. I mean, there's no doubt about the fact that he's a great actor, or at least was a great actor. But again, it's like anybody else. It doesn't give them the right to spew their political stuff, and especially when they have it like on one of these award shows where they've kind of got your attention and they happen to have a microphone, which, you know, all the other millions of us don't have a chance to have a microphone to spew what we want to say, and probably is more educated than what a lot of these entertainers are going to talk about.
Well, entertainment show, well, the award shows, at least from my memory, if you go back to George C. Scott and Marlon Brando trying to make statements, goes back, to 1970.
Yeah.
Now, before that, I think there was more ethics and some codes among the Hollywood, even people who were on the left, such as a Robert Ryan or even a Robert Vaughn. You didn't know really what they stood for. They just acted.
Right. Right. And that's why you know them, and that's why you pay to go see them in a show. You don't go to, if you were going, you don't go to them for a political rally. You go to them to see their skill in acting, you know, whatever part it may be. And oftentimes a part that's actually antithetical to what they really think, which is really, I don't even know what the word is quite.
Right.
Hypocritical is odd. But anyway.
Yep. Okay, well, perfect timing. We're done. The music's going to start.
Sounds good. Bye.
All right. Take care. Bye.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. Caltrans District 5 announced there will be daytime traffic control on Thursday, March 5th on Highway 41 west of Atascadero between Cerro Alto Campground and Toro Creek Road, 9 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Crews will be processing a large tree that was knocked down during the recent storms. Pass Rebels High School Future Farmers of America Boosters fundraiser dinner and auction is scheduled for Saturday, March 14th from 5 to 10 p.m. at the Pass Rebels Event Center. FFA Boosters is a nonprofit organization that provides financial support to the school's FFA programs and leadership conferences. Tickets must be purchased in advance of the event. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then mostly sunny, highs in the low 70s, it's 50 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
Coming up this afternoon, 12:30 till 2, Protecting What Matters. Barry will have on Katie Grimes. She is the editor-in-chief of the California Globe. Lots of information on what's going on in this state. And then Greg Askin, executive director of CoLab. Lots going on in this county. You'll find out. Enjoy. And enjoy your day. Thanks for everything. Continue to support local friends and neighbors. The Moms and Pops Small Business. Keep that cash local and continue to live as free Americans. This hour was brought to you by North County Septic Service.
Where the North County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRO. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.